4DTQ, KK4NXC. 4DTQ, KK4NXC. Contact KK4NXC, clear.
NXC and KO4HKX.
How old are you?
I'm doing good. How you been, stranger?
Not crazy. You up there at your place, or are you in Greer? Where are you at?
I'm in Cherrydale right now.
How's the family doing?
Everybody's doing good. How about yours?
Everybody's doing good. You still, everybody's still on in the morning?
Me, Ken, and Andrew are.
I'm too early for you guys, and I've been working a little bit late, so I miss Ken in the afternoon.
Around, and on Thursday mornings, I'm leaving the house at, right around 4:30.
Well, I'll try to get a hold of you then.
Nice having you guys around in the morning, you and Ed and Tim.
I think Ed retired. He retired from the radio, too, I think.
And I hear him on here every once in a while. Not very often, but I have called him, I think about 2 weeks ago I talked to him.
Well, I'm off today and tomorrow, so I'll try to catch up with you Thursday.
I'd love to catch up with you.
I'll get with you, and we'll see how that goes. Anyway, we'll be trying to catch up with you on Thursday. And I need, doggone it, I need that other frequency that you get on once you go into that bad spot.
I will text it to you.
You text me. I know I've written that thing down twice, but I still don't remember it.
Station, you don't even have to program your radio. You can spin the VFO over there. Most radios will take care of it, and it has no PL tone, so it's a great workaround for that.
You still liking your truck?
Wish I had my Freightliner back.
You know that one?
Not big troubles, but it's constantly something. It was used. It's a 2017 radiator in it 2 weeks ago.
You get a pinhole in there?
Yep, a pinhole in the core, and it was just getting worse and worse and worse, so I just ended up having to put one in it.
Good strong route.
For the most part, Tuesdays today has been falling off over here in Cherrydale, Greenville. I don't know what they're doing on Poinsett Highway, but it's like they're trying to push all the business out of there.
That ain't good.
Tuesdays have been falling off for the last year, just steadily getting worse and worse.
That gets a little bit better for you.
We'll figure out something. If not, my 2 year or 10 year renewal is coming up here shortly. So I will definitely be taking care of it at that time and addressing it.
Hey, it's been fair. Our biggest trouble is getting hail that, wants to work.
And get, half the crew to show up is a blessing.
The stuff we're going through, I heard Bear with Bear Independent say that success is 90% showing up and 10% doing stuff when you get there, and I think he's on to something.
Yeah, I remember when he said that one, and I think he's on to something there, too. Just show up and make something happen.
That's a major deal. I got several employees that don't think they need to call if they're going to be late or out. We have to call them. It's backwards of what it's supposed to be.
I know what you mean. I've got shops that are shut down. I had two yesterday and two this morning that they just didn't even open up.
Let's see how you can do business that way.
But that's what I've been dealing with, because that directly affects my business. And, you know, yesterday the guys were nice enough to text me, hey, not going to be here. Don't bother coming by. So it saved me a trip up into Marietta and Cleveland. But today, I mean, they just not there. I mean, I don't know what's going on with them.
Well, at least you didn't have to make a trip. That's nice.
Those guys up there are pretty good about it. They know it cost me to run that up there, so, because there's not a lot up there anyway. So they generally give me a heads up.
Don't you wish everybody do that?
Well, a lot better.
Employees do that.
For sure. So how's things going on the homestead over there?
Good. I bought a couple of dogs. Well, one was given to me, some Anatolian Shepherds. And those dogs get about 165 pounds. They're about that now, and they ain't but 1 year old. These things are huge. They're in the Pyrenees family, but I'm fencing in about 3 acres of my property for them to run loose in.
They're dogs and not small ponies?
This small pony, I mean, their heads are bigger than human heads. I mean, they are just massive. I mean, they stand up, they're shoulder to shoulder with you.
That's a big dog, especially the 165 pounds. That's a big dog.
You a bag of dog food every 11 days. It just hit me that there's a cost to having those dogs. But they're work dogs. And they're super good dispositions. They're supposed to get out of their puppy stage when they get about 2 and start getting serious about patrolling perimeters and watching over everything.
KO4HX. Well, that'll be good. That'll, down there where you're at, I'm sure that'll be a nice little security bonus.
Absolutely. KK4NXE. Yeah, they're both my shepherd and my wife's lab. Those dogs both passed away. Well, we had to put them down at the vet right before we got these dogs. We were about a month and a half without dogs, and man, that was strange not having dogs around.
That's just odd to me, having one dog around, and she's getting old. And that's the main reason I hadn't got another one, is because she's getting old and cranky in her old age. So I don't want to stress her out.
Yeah, neither one of those. One of my dogs, that shepherd, was 12 years old, and that lab was 13. And none of either one of them wanted to put up with that puppy. Of course, that puppy, you know, he was 70 pounds when we got him. And, you know, by the time that those dogs had passed away, I mean, he started putting on the weight. I mean, he is just humongous. But neither one of them dogs wanted anything to do with the puppy.
Mine is, my son brought home a husky a couple years ago, and even then she didn't want nothing to do with that dog. She just could not stand that dog being around the house.
Anytime somebody brought a puppy over, my dogs would go hide. I mean, they just didn't want. And even when my grandkids come over, as long as grandkids wasn't messing with them, they were fine. But if they got to, you know, pulling on them and trying to ride them and this and that and the other, they'd go find some place to lay down.
That we had some friends come over and they had a newborn baby, and mine's in the house now, and she wandered off into the master bedroom and hid that way. She didn't have to deal with it.
Well, I'm destinating up here. I'm gonna have to get out. Good, very good talking with you as always. I'll try to catch up with you on Thursday morning. So, KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear on your final. Don't forget to text me that frequency. I appreciate it. And 7-3s to you, and you have a good day and a safe trip home.
Mike, it was good to talk to you today. And at least then, that way I can relay the messages back to them, and we can keep up and keep in touch. So look forward to it. And I'll definitely text it to you right now before I move so I don't forget it. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s.
KCA, KQ4CRG.
JC, M4DJC, and 0TR.
Tommy?
Gabriel? Well, I'm going down to get some old dead chicken down at Publix. How you doing, bud?
I'm still alive. Oh, I have to go to trailer rest to the lever pressure washer and a spray machine that I fixed, so I ain't got to be in the road for a while.
That's good. You're keeping busy anyways. Oh, boy, you got a hot mic. But it kind of backed off a little bit there as you went. But your signal's really great there today. Overly so, almost. Well, we haven't done much. Maurice has been working in the garden some, but I keep trying to tell her to take it easy because she had surgery on her neck, on the carotid artery, and had loss of vision in her right eye with a stroke the other day. But you know these farmers, you can't keep them out of the dirt, Gabriel.
I heard the other day something about it. You was telling something about that. Well, I hope everything went okay. Yep, and believe it or not, I need to start the tilling, but looks like we got another leak with the coal pump between this week and next week. We're going to hit the 20s again. Well, that's what it looks like. That all would be surprising. But I hope she's doing well after that.
Well, this is Gerald TR. Gabriel, at our age, it's time to slow down a little and she hasn't come to that point yet. She's just like her mama. Her mama had worked my tail off when I was young, and she was already up around 50 or 60 years old out in the garden up on the farm. But it sets you back when you have surgery, and it'll take a couple of months for her to get back in shape if we keep at it. I've had really, really bad pain in my left foot and my lower back, but I think they might have got it solved today. I got a lady that had a master's degree, and she really had a lot of common sense, and she made me a new insert for my shoe, both shoes, and feels like they're working. Now, I still got some pain there, but nothing like it was this morning. I could hardly walk when I got out of bed, and that kind of frightens me. I don't want to get to where I have to go around in a wheelchair or something. But other than that, in these bright sunny days, you know, I'll give you the tip of the day. K4SUG, Ray, I used to talk to him quite a bit. And he had a date that he would tell you when to plant your crops. And you know, he was right just about every single time. in a really, and as everybody does. But he knew that there was chances of a freeze before a certain day, and it always seemed to be pretty true because he always had a wonderful garden, and guys keep working in the ground when he was over 80 years old there, Gabriel. Call or something, this is Gerald TR Mobile.
KV4NC.
KV4NC and Gerald TR. I figured you had a phone call.
Three calls at the same time. My wife called me. Actually, I told her I was talking to you. We say hi. And a couple customers. Actually, the guy I'm bringing these things. He told me he's gonna fly me half of the way, so that's good. He cut my trip in half, and my daughter called me that she's out of school, so they're waiting for the mom over there.
I was thinking of Rudy and his daughter. Well, you got a bunch of kids to look out for. I don't see how you keep up with it, Gabriel. Well, we're not too far from our destination down here, Gabriel. Just a couple of stop signs here, and so I'm glad you come back. I want to make sure you was all right, but I just figured you're a busy man, and I figured it was a phone call. Well, enjoy the rest of this 81 degrees out here. Like you say, it's going to turn a bit more cool, but I haven't seen anything about any freezes. But we went up and visited the peach farm yesterday, and it's all in bloom, not all of it, but a great deal of it. So I hope to heck the freezing stays away from us here. It's going to produce a bumper crop of peaches, they said on TV last night. Take care, Gabriel. Nice hearing you. This is NGRO TR. Be clear with your final.
That's what I said. That's what I read on the projections and the satellite imagery. I don't think it's gonna be correct, but they're talking about 20s again, 25s, 23s for a couple days. So I hope it moves, but it won't be surprise for say that. But, well, it is what it is, buddy. Still, I have to crank it up the tiller and start to clean the plot for next season. I mean, for next month. Okay, Tommy, nice talking to you. Saber News, we say hello, and catch you on the way back, KV4NC Mobile.